The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off talking about the Queen today. A funeral is not something I would normally talk about here, but the funeral for Queen Elizabeth II is a little bit different. I'm talking about the number of Brits watching the funeral on television. It's been estimated there were 37.5 million viewers in England, most of them tuning in to watch the event on the BBC. The 37 million peak came as the funeral cortege left Westminster Abbey, where the first service was held, before winding its way past Buckingham Palace toward Windsor Castle, where she was interred. It's now estimated worldwide television viewers numbered at approximately 4 billion. Martina McBride became a household name as a country singing sensation nearly 3 decades ago. And she recently received a host of new fans while starring on the new Fox drama, Monarch. The program highlights the drama within the Roman family, a musical dynasty of country singers who are trying to figure out their next move in the ever-changing music business. Other country music A-listers appearing on the series: Little Big Town, Tanya Tucker, Shania Twain, and, of course, Trace Adkins, one of the leads on the series. NBC will be televising the Golden Globes Awards show next January 10th. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association did have their show earlier this year, but it was not televised because of a diversity and ethics controversy. Seems the association was hammered for a lack of diversity and some ethical questions related to financial benefits given to some members. Officials with the group say they remain committed to important changes and supporting programs which prioritize diversity, inclusion, and transparency. The list of nominees for the 23rd Latin Grammy Awards is out, with Bad Bunny picking up the most nominations. The Puerto Rican rapper and singer earned the most nominations with 10, including Album of the Year. The Latin Grammys will take place November 17th in Las Vegas. Raleigh's oldest music venue could face an uncertain future. Owners of the Berkeley Cafe have posted on social media that the venue is not closing, but the building it resides in on West Martin Street is being rezoned. The Berkeley Cafe has been part of Raleigh's music scene since the early 1980s. On Facebook, the owners said the Berkeley Cafe is not closing. The building is currently in the process of being rezoned. There are a lot of moving pieces, right? And we are planning accordingly. We will be happy to update everyone with any news when it happens. By the way, the building the Berkeley occupies has quite a history dating back to the 1920s. It has served as the home of the Atkins Cafe and Hotel, the Carolina Cafe and Hotel, and the Hollywood Hotel and Cafe. Public hearings on the rezoning are already underway. Some plans are in the works for a new concert and entertainment venue on land south of downtown Raleigh. developer Kane Realty and AEG Presents Event Management say they've signed a lease for a 70,000-square-foot venue as part of the Downtown South Entertainment District planned for the area at South Saunders and Wilmington Streets and Interstate 40. The event space could hold up to 3,500 guests and be open as soon as the fall of 2024 with indoor and outdoor rooftop space. Construction is expected to start next spring. All right, let's check out a couple of the clubs in Raleigh. Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street, Tuesday through Thursday, September 27th through the 29th. It's the IBMA Ramble. Friday, September 30th, Joe Hero, Deep Six, and Sick Man. That all starts at 8. By the way, the IBMA Ramble shows start at 7. Saturday, October 1st, Whitey Morgan and the 78s with Josh Malloy. That starts at 8. Thursday, October 6th, Nikki Lane, Denim and Diamonds Tour at 8:30. Friday, October 7th, the Immersive Experience Tour with Lost in the South, Black Carly, and Seda. That starts at 9:30. Saturday, October 8th, the Petty Thieves, a Tom Petty tribute band, with Bad Incorporated at 8:30. Thursday, October 13th, Battle of the Broker Band starting at 6. Friday, October 14th, St. Aug's Homecoming Kickoff Party featuring the Nito Band at 10. Saturday, October 15th, Harvey Street, the Nasty Habits and Balsa Gliders. That starts at 8 o'clock. Looking at Poorhouse Music Hall's lineup, Poorhouse Music Hall, of course, on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Tuesday through Thursday, September 27th through the 29th, IBMA Bluegrass Ramble starts at 7. Friday, September 30th, Of Good Nature and Mishka with Ashley LaRue Band at 9. Saturday, October 1st, Cooley High, David Thompson 10-year anniversary show at 9. Sunday, October 2nd, Death of a Tyrant with Discoveries, Discerner, and Caldera, 8 o'clock. Monday, October 3rd, Melvins with We Are the Asteroid at 9. Tuesday, October 4th, Shrub with Leon and Side Hustle starting at 8. Also at 8 o'clock, it's Wednesday, October 5th for Pressing Strings. Thursday, October 6th, the Jason Adamo Band with Matt O'Ree Band and John Sierra Jr. starting at 8 o'clock. Friday, October 7th, Boy Named Sue Record Release Show with Zenfranthes and Halftones at 9. Saturday, October 8th, a benefit for Interact featuring the band Next Door. Lauren E. Cole and more. That starts at 12:30. Then that evening, of course, again, Saturday, October 8th, the Pseudo Cowboys with Mackenzie Van Oss and the Violet Exploit. That starts at 9. Sunday, October 9th, Haunting at Poorhouse Circus Show, 8 o'clock. Tuesday, October 11th, Gen X, 90s Rock with Jumble Jumble, a White Stripes tribute at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, October 12th, Arkansas at 8. Thursday, October 13th, Late Notice with Green Street and Caffeine Daydream at 8 o'clock. Friday, October 14th, Mama's Love and the Orange Concert at 9. Saturday, October 15th, The Bleeding Hearts with Ravagers, The Girls, and Temp Agency. That starts at 8 o'clock. And then Sunday, October 16th, Caleb Cottle with Kate Rudy and Eva Levulo at 8 o'clock. And taking a look at the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Thursday, September 29th, highly suspect. Friday, September 30th, Coin, Uncanny Valley Tour. Sunday, October 2nd, Pierre Bourne, Good Movie World Tour. Monday, October 3rd, Lucy Dacus. Saturday, October 8th, Judah and the Lion, the Happy Again Tour. Tuesday, October 11th, Sammy Ray and the Friendship. Saturday, October 15th, Chelsea Cutler, When I Close My Eyes Tour. Okay, Red Hat Amphitheater, Friday and Saturday, September 30th and October 1st. It's the IBMA's World of Bluegrass main stage events. Again, that's Friday and Saturday, September 30th and October 1st. Monday, October 3rd, it's Death Cab for Cutie, Asphalt Meadows Tour with special guest Lowe. Friday, October 7th, Maxwell, the night tour with special guest Ash Miner. Thursday, October 20th, Co Wetzel. And Friday, October 28th, Band Together with Turnpike Troubadours. Switching from Red Hat to Cocobooth Amphitheater. Wednesday, September 28th, Jonathan Bird is part of the Pickin' in the Pines music series. Comedian Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, Thursday, September 29th. Friday and Saturday, September 30th and October 1st, the 8th Annual Triangle Rotary Oktoberfest. Wednesday, October 5th, Snapback, part of the Pickin' in the Pines music series. Saturday, October 5th, Humsub Diwali 2022, the Festival of Lights. And Saturday, October 15th, the North Carolina Wine Festival. Okay, PNC Arena. Sunday, October 2nd, Panic at the Disco, Viva Las Vengeance Tour 2022. Thursday, October 6th, Dr. David Jeremiah featuring the Gaither Vocal Band. Friday, October 7th, Cat Williams 2023 and Me Tour. Tuesday, October 18th, Greta Van Fleet Dream and Gold Tour 2022 with Duran Jones and the Indications and Crownlands. Thursday, November 3rd, country music star Reba McEntire with special guest Terry Clark. And Sunday, November 13th, it's Adam Sandler. Okay, Holly Springs Cultural Center. Saturday, October 1st, it's the Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. Friday, October 14th, Clean Comedy Series with Marty Simpson. Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, the classical concert series there, all performances on Sunday starting at 3 p.m. Coming up November 20th, pianist Anatoly Larkin returns with Musical Offering Number 2. Other performances scheduled for the classical concert series January 22nd and March 19th. All right, Friday through Sunday, September 30th through October 2nd, and Friday through Sunday, October 7th through the 9th. It's the Halley Cultural Arts Center's fall play, Getting Sarah Married. Also on the schedule for later this year, Infinity Ballet presents Hansel and Gretel in November and Dances of the Nutcracker in early December. All right, the Clayton Center. Coming up September 30th at Town Square in downtown Clayton, it's Jim Quick and the Coastline Band. Starts at 6, wraps up at 10. Friday, October 7th, musical tribute to Ava Gardner. The opening night event of the Ava Gardner Museum's annual Ava Gardner Festival is a musical tribute to the North Carolina native who grew up just outside of Smithfield. Then Friday, October 14th, Kathy Mattea and Susie Bogus, together at last, the country and folk music legends joined forces to share their celebrated music and personal chemistry on stage in their new show, Together at Last. Okay, events in Cary, Friday and Saturday, November 4th and 5th, it's the Old North State Storytelling Festival. Events are held at the Cary Theater. Performances start Friday at 7, 3 shows on Saturday at 10, 1:30, and 7. One final event for the bands Boats and Bites at Bond Park, Friday, October 7th, it is Jake Potter. All right, then looking at the Marvelous Music Main Stage Series at the Cary Arts Center. All shows start at 7:30. Saturday, October 15th, it's Julie Fowlis, a multi-award-winning Gaelic singer who is deeply influenced by her Scottish roots. She will be forever recognized for singing the theme songs to Disney Pixar's animated film, Brave. And coming up Friday, November 18th, Sons of Serendip. Saturday, March 18th, Take 3. Friday, April 21st, Croce Plays Croce. Saturday, May 20th, it's Reese Palmer. Then the Marvelous Music Family Series, Saturday, October 22nd, Aggregate Theater Company presents Giselle LaTrent the Gazellephant, a children's musical that follows a half-gazelle, half-elephant girl named Giselle on her first day at Thomas Giraffe's Son Elementary School. Friday and Saturday, December 16 and 17, Cary Ballet Company presents the Nutcracker Suite. And Saturday, April 15th, Bright Star Touring Theater presents The Little Mermaid. Reminder, of course, the IBMA World of Bluegrass takes center stage in days in downtown Raleigh. It's the largest urban bluegrass festival in the world. The music festival dates September 30th through October 1st. Events include IBMA's 33rd annual awards show, its business conference, main stage shows at Red Hat Amphitheater, and the free downtown street festival. Now, performers at Red Hat Friday include Twisted Pine, Paulson Range, Peter Rowan Bluegrass Band, Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway, and the Jerry Douglas Band. Then on Saturday evening at Red Hat, the lineup features Della May, the Dan Tyminski Band, Dom Flemons and Schultz's Dream, Sierra Hall, and the infamous String Dusters. For the street festival, stages of music stretch along Fayetteville Street from Martin Street to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. And it draws quite a crowd. Last year, the attendance was estimated at 218,000 visitors. And, of course, everyone knows the State Fair is right around the corner. That's the 13th through the 23rd of October. Great event for thrilling rides, all kinds of food to choose from, animals to see, attractions to enjoy, music to hear, and events that show off all North Carolina has to offer. Of course, you can get advance tickets. By the way, the State Fair is the largest event in the state and the largest 10-day agricultural event in the country. All right, let's take a look at the lineup for Good Nights Comedy Club. Thursday through Saturday, September 29th through October 1st, it's a cash sing. an Indian born and raised in Texas. Cash is a nationally touring stand-up comedian, quickly working his way up to becoming a household name. Sunday, October 2nd, Led Varela. This is a show completely in Spanish. Wednesday, October 5th, Catherine Blanford. She shares true confessions of a washed-up pediatric waste management specialist, also known as a nanny. Thursday through Saturday, October 6th through the 8th, the Well-Read Comedy Tour. Sunday, October 9th, Orlando Jones. Tuesday and Wednesday, October 11th and 12th, Mateo Lane. Thursday through Saturday, October 13th through the 15th, Chappelle Lacey. All shows, 18+. All right, Raleigh Improv. Thursday through Sunday, October 6th through the 9th, Arnez J. To those in the know, Arnez J. is quickly emerging as one of the hottest, most talked about comedic artists in the game. Friday through Sunday, October 14th through the 16th, it's Pete Lee. Pete was the first stand-up comedian to get a standing ovation on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. Then Tuesday, October 18th, Doug Stanhope. Thursday through Saturday, October 20th through the 22nd, Guy Tori. Thursday through Saturday, October 27th through the 29th, Mo Hammer. And Friday through Sunday, November 11th through the 13th, Godfrey. And again, all shows are 18+, unless noted. Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All shows start at 8, unless noted. Wednesday, September 28th, it's Billy Bragg, USA and Canada Tour 2022. It was 37 years ago when the Saturday boy from Essex, who had become the UK's foremost political singer-songwriter, released his first record, Life's a Riot with Spy versus Spy. Thursday, September 29th, Sibling Rivalry Tour. This sibling rivalry has reached a new dimension in a multimedia extravaganza that takes us through the television tubes on a quest to settle the ultimate dispute. Sit back, relax, and don't touch that remote, because this is a battle royale of lip syncs, costume changes, and low blows you do not want to miss. Friday, September 30th, Ninja Sex Party, Up Close and Personal Tour. After 3 years of not touring for some reason, Ninja Sex Party is back with an all-acoustic show. With the help of the Super Guitar Brothers and producer Jim Roach, Danny and Brian are doing their first ever live acoustic tour, featuring your favorite Ninja Sex Party songs, plus some amazing, yet somehow totally believable, new surprises. Okay, Saturday, October 1st, J.B. Smoove, Physical Therapy Tour. A multi-talented writer, comedian, and actor, he can currently be seen in the beloved role of Leon in the iconic HBO comedy series Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was recently also a guest on Password, the new version of Password on TV. Wednesday, October 12th, it's Craig Ferguson, the Fancy Rascal Tour. Thursday, October 13th, Here Come the Mummies, the Pyramid Scream Tour. Saturday, October 15th, Pierce Freeland, Black to the Future. Saturday, October 15th, and Monday, October 17th, A Walk in August. This is a journey of self-reflection and friendship between Broadway actor, director, and educator James A. Williams and Pulitzer Prize-winning American playwright August Williams. The show on Saturday, October 15th, is at 7:30. The one on Monday is part of the Arts Discovery Series, and it's at 11 in the morning. Wednesday, October 19th, it's Joe Satriani Earth Tour. Friday, October 21st, the Wallflowers. Saturday, October 22nd, Brett Cobb and Hayes Carl getting together. And Sunday, October 23rd, Rumors of Fleetwood Mac. And we'll switch to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Of course, we've got the IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards at Memorial Auditorium on Thursday, September 29th. Friday, September 30th, it's Monica and Friends. Grammy Award-winning and multi-platinum artist Monica live in concert, performing her classic hits. Sunday, October 2nd, Puccini's Monolasco. This is from the North Carolina Opera. Two young people are passionately in love, but her taste for the finer things in life leads them both astray. Monday, October 10th, Trash Taste, the Trash Taste Boys, Joey, Gart, and Connor have infiltrated the U.S. Come and watch them on stage as they talk, rant, and discuss about everything and anything. That's at May Mandy Concert Hall. Tuesday through Sunday, October 11th through the 16th, Sister Act, North Carolina Theater. After witnessing a murder, a divine disco diva is put into protective custody in the one place the cops are sure she won't be found, a convent with a crumbling choir. Through the power of sisterhood and song, the undercover songstress helps the nuns raise their voices while rediscovering her own. That's at Memorial Auditorium. October 13th through the 30th, it's Dracula and the Red Death. Return to the stage for Halloween. Lynn Taylor Corbett's Dracula is based on a fascination with Dracula from childhood after seeing the original with Bela Lugosi. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater. And October 14th, a Friday, they've got the Friday favorites, Beethoven Symphony No. 3, Eroica from the North Carolina Symphony. And, of course, Friday favorites is the noon performance. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions, call us, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.